What up, y'all? It's your man, Stuffy McStufferson. I'm just joking. It's your man, Ernest, or you love Ernest, back again with another episode of the My Two Cents podcast. I made the Stuffy McStufferson joke and apparently the character up because I've got a stuffy nose. But we're going to carry on and record this episode here. Well, I'm doing a review for the latest album from Kid Cudi, Insano. So, I'm not sure if this is his first album since his long hiatus or one of the, second or so. Because I'm going to be honest with you, I like Kid Cudi. I like his music. I like his contribution to other people's music. But he hasn't necessarily had projects that I was a fan of, a big, big fan of. There is one, I believe, but I don't really listen to it often. And this one, per se, I'm just going to go right into it. I didn't necessarily like it. It's always good to hear Cudi, though. Like I said, I am a fan. He is just one of those artists that I've mentioned on here plenty of times where no matter how many bad... Now, if they make, like, horrible albums or projects, it might sway my fandom of them. But there are some artists that I just can't get with, you know, with their albums or their projects. And that's okay because I can still hear songs, or there's at least a collection of songs I can always take from their projects that I'm like, I like so much that I'm going to, you know, continue to listen to these songs and not continue to listen to this album here. You know, the reason as to why I didn't like this album really was it really wasn't my taste. And, you know, it goes back to pretty much my taste in music, my taste in, I guess this is hip hop, if you want to call it it. It's more so of the Travis Scott sound, there's a couple Lil Yachty sound, XXXTentacion sound, but more so like that Travis Scott type of sound. And there's others, what's dude's name? Short dude that with the painted nails. He dated one of the city girls, or he's dating one of the city girls. Uzi, that's his name, right? this album reminded me more of their style and their sound. I don't know what that sound is called because I'm not a fan of that music, to be honest with you. It might be just another side of hip hop, and I'm just thinking too much of it as far as categorizing it. But nonetheless, I didn't necessarily like it. It's not my favorite style, but I will say Cudi did add something to the sound that made it at least aesthetically pleasing to listen to this album in its totality. But as far as listening to this album goes, yes, I listened to it in its totality, but this is background music after a while. And I want to say, and I have it here in my notes, after about maybe track 7, you know, around that time, that's when this album became real background music. And this is not like a 10-track album where it's like, okay, you can have the last 3 songs just coasting because you pretty much have your mind made up about this album. No, this is a 21-track album here, you know? And with that being said, obviously I had ways to go after track 7, and I'm already tuned out to the point where I'm doing things in the background to get me through this album because, and I've explained this before, how I listen to music on here or listen to albums that I review, I like to give it my fullest attention simply because there are things that I don't want to miss. Now, there are things that I always miss. That just happens, you know, no matter how many times I listen to an album, you know, there are things that I end up missing. That's just what it is. you know. But I give it my fullest of attention because I feel as though that's, you know, the very least that I can do to give a fair review to said artists, whoever I'm reviewing. Problem is, it becomes very hard when you have projects. I'm not saying this happens all the time with albums that I don't necessarily like, but it becomes very hard to just sit there and and not have this on in the background while you're doing something else. It becomes very hard to do that when, again, the music is not necessarily giving you a reason to sit and vibe with it and listen to, you know, what is being said, or simply just sit there and listen to the songs in general. And by track 7, I already had made up my mind that this probably isn't going to be an album that I like. But I stuck it through. I listened to it from beginning to end. And then I decided, okay, let me sit on it. Give it some more chances. And, you know, see how I feel about it. And no, nothing. Changed as far as my thoughts about this album. It's just not for me, you know. And this is no disrespect to Kid Cudi. Like I said, I do like Kid Cudi, not just as a music artist, but as a person in general. I think he's a very kind-hearted, you know, just overall good dude. You know what I'm saying? And like, I like good people. You know, I like good people. So, you know, that side of Cudi, or just, you know, that being Cudi, is not something that I'm ever going to take away from him, despite how I feel about his projects. But y'all know I got to keep it real. Y'all know I always have to be honest about how I feel about the music, because at the end of the day, this is a music review podcast, not a personality review. Tons of personalities that I've, you know, tons of music artists that I reviewed, and I really like their personality, but, you know, the music was either not aesthetically pleasing or vice versa. There's been times where personality wise it's like, you know, I don't think I can necessarily like this individual outside of the music that they make, but man, is their music great. That happens sometimes on here. But I can tell you it's more so of the former. You know, it's usually I'm reviewing music from artists that not only that I like sonically, for the most part, but as a person as well. Now, most of the artists I've never met in person. So it's like I can't necessarily make a prediction, obviously, like a personal a personal prediction on how I feel about them. But at the same time, again, I do know enough from what I see online, or at least to make an assumption and what they say within the music. So yeah. I mean, this has DJ Drama all over it. I'm looking at my notes right now just to see what's what. If he did produce all of this album, I will say that it goes to show how versatile he is. You know, after being in the game for so many years, you know, he can still do tap into many sounds, and, you know, make it work. Because I will say, this sound does work for Cudi, like, honestly. Like, it's not a sound that I find aesthetically pleasing, but it's not because, oh, Cudi sounded terrible over it. He actually sounded really well, like he fit in with this style of music. I don't know if he's done it before, to be honest with you. I don't know if this was his first time. If it's his first time, that's very impressive of him to even fit in so well. If he's done it before, he's honestly overtaken the said sound from the names that I named earlier. like the Uzi Verts and the Yachty's and the Travis Scott's, who typically experiment with said sound. You know what I'm saying? And those are names that you can be heard on this album as well. You know, but I personally felt again that Cudi, I won't say he outshined them, but he showed that he can stay in this lane as well. Everyone who was a feature on here did their thing because this is their sound. So I didn't necessarily expect anyone to fail at what they do. You know, I may not like it again, but it's what they do. So it's like I'm familiar enough to know that this is what they do well. Well enough for them to not fail at it, you know? I won't share a rating, but that's pretty much what I have to say about this album here. I do have some favorite tracks, though, so we will get into a commercial break, and then I'll get into my favorite tracks. Stay tuned. All right, back with my favorite tracks, and I have four favorite tracks over here. I tried my best to unclog my nose. If I still sound stuffy, hey, I tried. But anyways, at the number four spot, we have At The Party. At The Party was a really nice, it was dope to hear Pharrell on it again. Again, this is one of the more, there's a lot of party anthems here, and pretty much it's obvious this is a party anthem on this. This song is a party anthem. But I thought it was just like a nice fusion of what I liked from, definitely from like NERD, and it was good that he had Pharrell on this because it had NERD type vibes to it. But also again with the sound that one can typically hear from, you know, the artist that's on here as well, the various featured artists on here as well. Like I said, that style of hip hop or pop, whatever you want to call it, that style of music, that sound, that I don't necessarily know the name of, but it was a nice fusion of both. And again, Cudi did his thing on this track right here, like he did on pretty much all the songs on this album. All right. Number three. Sorry about that. At the number three spot for my favorite songs is Hit The Streets In My Nikes. I thought that was, this song right here is pretty funny track. It's real funny, real upbeat, dope as well. Nice way to close off the album. This is the very last song on the album here. I think this is also might be, I don't know if it's somewhat of a jab at Kanye. And I say that because Kanye used to be, you know, before he got dropped by Adidas, Kanye used to be down with Adidas and all that stuff. And I think when Cudi and Kanye were cool and stuff, and I might be mistaken, I think Cudi either had a deal with Adidas. I might be making all this stuff up, to be honest with you. But there were a couple of Nike references, even prior to this song, that he had on here, that I felt was like, I feel like I'm missing something. Like, like he is like taking taking jabs at, you know, another shoe brand that he may have been you know, associated with in some way. And that's why I'm like, if it was Adidas, it was likely you know, the partnership they had with Kanye before, again, they dropped Kanye. And yeah, that might have been something. I don't know. But other than that, this song is pretty dope. So, Yeah, that's why it's one of my favorite songs. My number two favorite song on here is X and Cud. This is the song featuring XXXTentacion. I still don't know if I say his name right. But I really like this song, honestly. Like, this could have been number one if number one wasn't number one. Simply because, I'll get into why I like number one. But this song was really dope, actually. Like, again, like I mentioned in the bass review, or I feel as though I should have mentioned in the bass review if I didn't. Yes, this is typically a sound that I don't like, but there are moments on this album where I'm like, Cudi did sound, he made it really, really aesthetically pleasing. And this is one of those moments. And XXX actually was very impressive on here as well. Now, granted, obviously, these are vocals that they've taken from something he probably made unreleased. But they're both, the way they both harmonized on this song was really beautiful, to be honest with you. Fun fact, for those who think I hate, you know, well, if y'all think I hate this sound or, you know, whatever, I'm not a fan of it. But if you think I hate every artist that typically, you know, taps into this sound, you're mistaken. XXXTentacion was probably the only artist that I felt was actually really talented, you know, and I heard before his murder, I heard, you know, some things from him that impressed me. And then after his murder, I heard some things as well. I was like, wow, this guy was really like, he was pretty good. You know, it's not like my feelings on Travis Scott, where, like I said, like it was hard for Travis Scott to do anything to fail on this album because this is his sound, but I still don't like the sound. There's nothing that I've heard from Travis Scott, and there's no shot at Travis Scott, again, it's going based off my taste, that I like. But XXXTentacion, it was like, not just on this song, but just in the past as well. I'm like, this guy, it's unfortunate he's no longer here, because I think he would be really big right now. Like, he had talent, you know, and it seemed as though he had a large, or still has, a large fan base as well. But this song right here, X and Cud, real beautiful track right here, to be honest with you. And number one is number one simply because it's the only song on this album where I felt like, all right, like this is my type of sound right here. You know what I'm saying? It's the song Funky Wizard Smoke. Really did the production on here. And of course, Cudi did his thing. DJ Drama, I believe he did his thing as well. And like I said, it's the only song on this album that I felt like, okay, this song was made for me. You know, I feel as I associate this sound, the majority of this album, with a much younger audience, let me put it that way. And sound as well, because Funky Wizard Smoke had more so of a, you know, older sound compared to the other sounds that you can hear on this album, you know. So I will say that, but yeah, it's my favorite song on the album. So that's that. Those are my favorite tracks, and that will be the end of this review. If you've listened to this album, Insano by Kid Cudi, I would love to know your thoughts. You can do so by sending in a voice message, by hitting the link in the description box below, sending in a voice message, or simply just hit me up on Instagram. That can also be found in the description box below. Other links you can find in the description box below are links to support the podcast. So PayPal, Cash App, Venmo, all that good stuff. Ways you can find, ways you can support by buying merch from the My Two Cents Podcast, t-shirts and all that. So hoodies and all that good stuff. So get that as well. And check out the other links, any other link that is down there that can help support me and the podcast in general. But a simple share, a simple rating of the podcast, a simple subscribe if you're not subscribed as well. These things you can do freely, and they also just help support what I do over here. Until next time, until next episode, you hear from me when you hear from me. Peace out.